From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. The University of Missouri has seen a spike in the number of students seeking mental health treatment. Recent figures show that in the first 5 weeks of the semester, the MU Counseling Center has treated 35% more students for issues such as anxiety compared to the first 5 weeks of the last school year. Assistant Director for Outreach and Prevention Christy Hutton believes the increase could be positive news for the university.
We're seeing an increase not just here at Mizzou, but across the country in students seeking mental health services. And I would like to think that it's because mental health services are doing a better job of making sure that students know we're here, and we're reducing stigma associated with help seeking. And so when students are needing help, they're maybe more likely to get help.
The MU Counseling Center has 12 full-time and 4 part-time professional staff. The names and ages of 2 firefighters who were killed in a Kansas City building fire have been released, and both are identified as longtime members of the department. Fire Chief Paul Berardi says 43-year-old Larry Leggio was a 17-year-old veteran, while 39-year-old John Mesh had worked there for 13 years. Berardi says 2 other firefighters were hurt Monday night when the fire engulfed the building. After the building had been evacuated, a wall collapsed outward about 30 feet and trapped the 4 firefighters who were trying to protect a nearby grocery store from the blaze. Building owner Bo Tran says the building included 16 apartment units, a payday loan and tax business, a nail salon, and a bar. Tran says he hasn't been told how the fire started. The Missouri Department of Transportation will begin work on replacing several Interstate 70 bridges tonight. KBIA's Rodney Davis has more.
The project to replace I-70 bridges at Rangeline Street, Business Loop 70, and Garth Avenue will leave only one lane open in each direction from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. 2 lanes will be open in both directions during the day. Although it can be inconvenient for travelers to deal with construction, Chris Graham, senior construction inspector, says it will be a benefit in the long run.
The bridges are just deteriorated to a point in which rehab or repair is just, it's not economical. They're too far gone. So instead of spending the money to repair them, we're going to build new bridges to replace them.
The project is set to be complete by October 1st, 2016. Rodney Davis, KBIA News.
A Ferguson-based company is donating to help launch a new effort to preserve African-American history in the St. Louis area. Emerson, a global manufacturing and technology company, announced Monday they will donate $5 million to the Missouri Historical Society, which runs the Missouri History Museum and the museum's Library and Research Center. The gift will be paid over 7 years. The donation is part of a $10 million African American History Endowment campaign that will allow the Historical Society to focus on African American collections, exhibitions, and programs. Emerson officials say the goal is to tell the story of the role of African Americans in the growth of the St. Louis region. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.